From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican officials are transferring fugitive drug trafficker Joaquin El Guapo, El Chapo Guzman back to prison after capturing him on Friday, 7 months after he escaped from prison.
Este es un logro.
Mexican Secretary of Government Miguel Osorio said this is an achievement of our country and of our institutions. He said it's an achievement of everyone. It was, without a doubt, an answer of the state. Guzman was first captured in 1993 but escaped in 2001 with the help of prison guards. After more than a decade on the loose, he was recaptured early in 2014 with the help of intelligence that U.S. authorities provided to Mexico. A Swiss woman living in northern Mali has been kidnapped from her home for a second time in 4 years. Residents and officials in Timbuktu say gunmen entered the home of Beatrice Stockley and took her away. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. A suspected drone strike on Friday killed at least 17 Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan, happened shortly after the extremist group beheaded 7 people in the same area. Officials and residents said the violence occurred in a remote district of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. Israeli military saying 2 Palestinians were shot and killed after trying to stab soldiers at a checkpoint in the West Bank. It was the latest in a series of attacks over the past 3 months by Palestinians targeting Israeli forces. Ongoing violence was set off by rumors Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site sacred to Jews and Muslims. 22 Israelis have died, 138 Palestinians. This is VOA News.